Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Eddie Sauter was one of the most progressive, modernistic arrangers to emerge from the swing era, crafting harmonically fresh charts for Red Norvo, Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, and Ray McKinley. In later years, he would co-lead one of the most interesting post-swing era bands, the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra, and serve as the architect for the album that saxophonist Stan Getz considered to be his masterpiece. We'll hear music from all of these periods of Sauter's career in the next hour. It's Jazz a la Sauter, coming up next on Nightlights.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist Stan Getz performing Eddie Sauter's composition and arrangement of Once Upon a Time from Getz and Sauter's 1961 collaboration Focus, an album that Getz often cited as one of his favorites among his own recordings. Jazz writer Lauren Schoenberg, author of the NPR Curious Listener's Guide to Jazz, has written that Duke Ellington's music is the only other big band music that can be mentioned in the same orchestral and compositional breath as Eddie Sauter's. It's a safe bet, though, that Sauter is far less known today than Duke Ellington. Sauter was born in Brooklyn on December 2, 1914, and as a boy encountered jazz through the era's hottest new medium. The radio was just coming out, and I disobeyed all laws and stayed up until the wee hours in grammar school listening, he recalled decades later. Ellington used to be on all the time. Sauter was also a fan of Hal Kemp's Sweet Band and drew inspiration from the musical interest of his older brother, who taught him how to write out music. He took up both trumpet and drums, as well as the work that would prove most significant, arranging. An accrual of professional gigs in the early 1930s led to a job with Charlie Barnett's Big Band, where he met vibraphonist Red Norvo and Norvo's wife, singer Mildred Bailey, known in the jazz press as Mr. and Mrs. Swing. When Norvo and Bailey started up their own orchestra, they turned quite frequently to Sauter for arrangements. We'll hear one of them now, along with a Sauter-arranged side that Mildred Bailey recorded for Benny Goodman in 1939. First, Red Norvo and Mildred Bailey performing Eddie Sauter's arrangement of Now It Can Be Told on Nightlights.
Now it can be told, told in all its glory. Now that we have met, the world may know the sentimental story. The greatest romance they ever knew is waiting to unfold. Now it can be told as an inspiration, every other tale of boy meets girl is just an imitation. The great love story has never been told before, but now it can be told.
Thank you.
above the moonlit skies. Then I tumble out of paradise. Oh, darn that dream. Darn that one-track mind of mine. It can't understand that you don't care. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a nice old dream. I never would have you, but it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream.
Mildred Bailey with Benny Goodman's Orchestra in 1939, performing Eddie Sauter's arrangement of Darn That Dream. And Bailey before that with Red Norvo's Orchestra in 1938, performing Sauter's arrangement of Irving Berlin's Now It Can Be Told. By the end of the 1930s, Eddie Sauter was married and no longer playing trumpet, focusing solely on working as a composer and arranger. Red Norvo and Mildred Bailey's marital difficulties had destabilized the Norvo Orchestra. And through jazz impresario John Hammond, Sauter ended up working for one of the most popular bandleaders in swing music, Benny Goodman, providing Goodman with some of the most sophisticated charts the clarinetist would ever record. Sauter's son Greg described his father's writing approach as, "You have several ideas going on at once, one or two of which can resolve at different times, but the tension must always be there. If one resolves, another one must be unresolved until the end of the piece." Sauter scholar Alex Chilowicz says that another of Sauter's stylistic signatures was affording the soloist room to improvise as a built-in part of the larger global arrangement, as opposed to simply blowing on chord changes with occasional backgrounds. This signature was present throughout Sauter's entire career, from Goodman's recordings of his arrangements to his late-period masterpiece Focus with saxophonist Stan Getz. With Goodman, Sauter produced a number of virtuoso compositions and arrangements, such as Moonlight on the Ganges, a piece that exemplifies music scholar Gunther Schuller's statements that where someone like Sauter was most free to really compose was in the introductions, interludes, modulations, and codas, as well as Schuller's observation that there has never been a master of harmonic modulation in jazz to equal Sauter. His skill in jazz composition is certainly equal to Richard Strauss's in classical composition. Sauter also worked once again with vocalists as well during his time with Goodman, especially Helen Forrest, whom we'll hear in this next set. First, here's Benny Goodman's performance of Eddie Sauter's Clarinet a la King on Nightlights. Thank you.
do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, oh, how I'd sigh if you got tired and said goodbye.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman and Eddie Sauter's arrangement of Moonlight on the Ganges, recorded in 1940. Goodman with singer Helen Forrest before that, doing Sauter's arrangement of More Than You Know, also recorded in 1940, and the set starting off with Sauter's composition Clarinet a la King, recorded in 1941. Sauter's arrangement of Moonlight on the Ganges went unreleased for years, perhaps because it was one of his charts that Goodman thought too challenging for mainstream swing audiences. Illness would also hamper Sauter's creative presence in the Goodman Orchestra in the 1940s, with tuberculosis taking him off the scene for several intervals. He would resurface most notably in the late 1940s with drummer Ray McKinley's orchestra after brief stints with Woody Herman and Artie Shaw. Sauter's arrangement of Summertime for Shaw became one of the clarinetist's most memorable mid-1940s recordings. Jazz critic John McDonough writes that, in turning Gershwin's song into a small-scale programmatic symphonic poem, Sauter essentially recreated Summertime as a full-blown composition. It was issued on a 12-inch 78, and you couldn't dance to it, Sauter later said. It was doomed. But the audience is an irrelevancy, as far as I'm concerned. Here's the Artie Shaw Orchestra in 1945 with Eddie Sauter's arrangement of Summertime on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Ray McKinley's big band performing Eddie Sauter's composition Hangover Square and Artie Shaw's orchestra before that 1945 performing Sauter's arrangement of Summertime. I'll have more of the music of Eddie Sauter in just a few moments. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Jazz a la Sauter on Nightlights. I'm featuring the music of arranger and composer Eddie Sauter on this edition of Nightlights. By the end of the 1940s, with the big band business in decline, Ray McKinley was on the verge of breaking up his orchestra. In the meantime, Eddie Sauter's continuing health issues with tuberculosis landed him in a sanitarium again. While he was there, he received a letter from fellow arranger Bill Finnegan, who had made a name for himself with Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey's orchestras, and who, like Sauter, longed to express his sophisticated approach in ways that transcended standard big band music. Finnegan proposed that the two arrangers team up and form their own ensemble, with additional encouragement from the Willard Alexander Agency, which had brought Sauter and Ray McKinley together several years before. The Sauter-Finnegan Orchestra was born. Determined to be more of a concert New York City-based band rather than a touring dance orchestra, Sauter and Finnegan garnered the support of jazz critic George Simon and scored an early hit with their composition Doodletown Fifers. Charming, whimsical, complex, playfully creative, rife with classical music influences, and rendered with unusual instrumentation, the Sauter-Finnegan recording stood out in the staid and commercially declining big band scene of the early 1950s. Still, the two leaders had to make concessions in the way of road trips and attempts to keep the music danceable, and they had to sustain a large payroll as well, given that their writing required top-notch players. After battling financial woes for years, the Sauter-Finnegan Orchestra finally dissolved in 1957. Here they are performing Eddie Sauter's Horseplay on Nightlights. The Sauter Finnegan Orchestra performing Eddie Sauter's Horseplay, recorded in 1953. After the breakup of the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra, Eddie Sauter went to Germany, where he headed the SWF radio station orchestra, the only time in his career that he functioned as sole leader of a big band. Sauter had considerable artistic freedom with this orchestra and used some older pieces he had written that had been considered too far out for American audiences. In 1957, several Sauter compositions were recorded by the SWF Orchestra, including this one, which Sauter scholar Alex Chilowicz calls one of the most adventurous works of Sauter's career. Here's Eddie Sauter leading the SWF Orchestra, billed as the Eddie Sauter Big Band, with Tropic of Comingen on Nightlights. Thank you. SWF Orchestra, billed here as the Eddie Sauter Big Band in 1957, performing Sauter's composition Tropic of Commingen. Eddie Sauter returned to America in 1958 after cultural politics troubled his running of the SWF Orchestra. The big band scene continued to be commercially moribund for an arranger like Sauter, although he was able to land occasional writing assignments for jazz records such as Bob Brookmeyer's Gloomy Sunday and other bright moments. And throughout the 1960s, he did a lot of orchestrating for Broadway musicals. In the early 1970s, he also wrote music for Rod Serling's TV show Night Gallery. But Sauter would be heavily involved with several Stan Getz projects, including the saxophonist's landmark 1961 recording Focus that provides one of the last jazz highlights in the Sauter discography, as well as the score for Arthur Penn and Warren Beatty's offbeat 1965 film Mickey One. Focus grew out of Getz's request for Sauter to write an extended work for him. "I had admired Eddie Sauter's writing for so long," Getz later recalled. "I played his arrangements when I was on Benny Goodman's band in 1945. And he seemed so neglected. He was writing music for jingles and television programs. I thought, why should a man this great have to do something like that? So I asked him to write something for me. He said, what? I said, I don't want any arrangements of jazz classics or anything. I want it to be all your own original music, something that you really believe in." The result was a classically influenced suite with strings that left spaces for Getz to fill with his playing, which rose to the challenge of the adventurous and complex sound world that Sauter had created for the saxophonist. We'll hear Sauter's composition Her, as well as Mickey's theme from the 1965 score for Mickey One. Stan Getz and the music of Eddie Sauter on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I closed with Stan Getz performing Eddie Sauter's compositions Mickey's Theme from the 1965 movie Mickey 1 and Her from the 1961 album Focus. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.